speak and how to not expect it or get in that frame of mind or fight through it?
No, just so far we haven't. Just talking about, you know, trying to play better every game. And the last two games we put ourselves in position to win and didn't get it done. But, you know, the first two games I thought we played well. In Phoenix, we probably were in position to win. I mean, actually, I mean, to give them their due, we were in position to win that one. At the Clippers, we were not. The last two games, we were, at least earlier in the game. So, no, I don't think. I mean,
so it's just take care of your business this game.
Yeah, I mean,
everything will take care of itself.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to end a streak or start a streak unless we, you know, it's about us playing a lot better than we've played so far, and it's about us just taking care of business for a bigger chunk of the 48 minutes than we've been doing.
And you're seeing winning basketball during that 48-minute time.
I see improvement, market improvement from the preseason, improvement. The five games as a whole in the regular season, we played much better than we played in all but one game in the preseason, but we're not, you know, that's against ourselves. We need to improve against the other teams also, and we need to, you know, we still have a long way to go in terms of playing winning basketball. You know, it's about playing more of the 48 minutes, and, you know, on both ends of the court. We need more good defensive possessions. We need more good offensive possessions. And the other night we needed to, you know, box out. We needed a defensive rebound a lot better. And, you know, turnovers has been a constant. That's probably the one constant all year. The turnovers have really presented a problem for us. So.
Changes in lineup tonight?
No.
Same?
Yeah, identical.
Did you, you know, evaluate things?
A little bit, but it was more a question of not practicing yesterday and possibly getting some, you know, hopefully Luke's got a game or two more with the mask. That could change things, and Kurt, hopefully, if he feels up to it tomorrow, might try and go a little bit. So we might have some people available or in different shape come Sunday than we do tonight. And frankly, the matchups for Utah are pretty good the way we are. I mean, I think in terms of physical characteristics of a lot of the matchups, when we match up with the team that we've been playing. So I just thought, take your pick. I don't know which was the most important. I'd like to practice them together for a day before we change it. I'd like to know who's available and who's not before we make a change, and then one game later find out that, you know, we got a little different situation than we had tonight. And as I said, just Utah, if you look at the characteristics, we match up better physically with the team that we've been playing against these guys. I don't know whether we match up well, but we match up better than we would. I think not just everywhere. I think we match up better at a couple different positions. So, but I think we'll, you know, I would expect there to be some changes come Sunday.
You said a day or two for Luke's mask. Are you hoping Sunday that he'll be done with it?
I'm not sure. He's closing in on 5 weeks, so he's close. So it's, you know, he hasn't liked it from the beginning. I'm not sure what he's going to do tonight, to be honest with you. I think he's beyond. It's at the point where it's a little bit more in his hands than our hands. But I'd rather he go the full thing and you know, get the 5 weeks out of the way and then make the change. But he's any day.